the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is in our midst.
He is in our
midst. Brothers and sisters, we are still in the season of Epiphany, Holy Theophany, that special feast that we celebrate in honor of and in memory of that event in which Christ entered the waters of the Jordan River and took upon himself our sin and did that very symbolically in receiving the baptism of sinners. And when he did that, very first act of his public ministry, it was at that moment, in that context, that the Holy Trinity was revealed to us. It was then that the Holy Trinity was revealed to us. If we want to know who God is, we must look at Jesus. And if we want to know what is at the very heart of God, we must look to Jesus. It was when Jesus officially took upon himself that ministry which would lead to the cross that the Father said, "This is my beloved Son." It was then that the Holy Spirit came upon him like a dove. And we learned the heart of God in the ministry which Jesus initiated and took up at that moment. It's a time of light. It's a time of light. You may have noticed that in the hymns that we've been singing. And Jesus is the light of the world. I don't know about you, but I have always found light to be fascinating. One of my favorite gifts when I was just a little child was when I received one of the little flashlights. And I noticed that as my grandchildren grow up, one of the first things they like to do when they can stand up and reach the light switch is turn that light on and off and on and off and on and off. And you'd say, okay, that's enough now. Either leave it on or leave it off. But light is a fascinating thing. And also, when we get these gifts, when I was 64, how many years ago? Almost 60 years ago that I got this little kit, and it had a battery on it and the wires, and you could connect the wire from the battery and then touch a little light bulb and the light would come on. Just fascinating. Light is fascinating. When we consider the events that we are celebrating in this season, and when I say this season, I mean starting with the Nativity of Christ up through Theophany, we notice that the light is coming down and shining on Jesus. He is not yet at this first part of his life, the one who's giving off the light. Well, I guess you could say he was, but officially, no. The shepherds were in the fields, and the angels came down, the lights came on. There was glory shown all around about them. And they were led to the place of Jesus' birth. And then you have the wise men. They followed the light of the star. And where did that light lead them? It led them to Christ. And then you have Jesus' baptism by John the Baptist. The lights come on. Theophany, Epiphany. You know, we call an Epiphany when we have this, aha, now I understand. Now the lights have come on. And I can see what you're talking about or whatever. And, you know, what some of our greatest scientists are those who have had epiphanies. But I was reminded in reading about some of these great scientists in our history that they would say, don't just sit around waiting for epiphanies. You need to work hard. The great discoveries of scientists come from 99% perspiration, and that 1% is that, illumination. Now I see it. And that is also true for us. You say, well, Lord, you know, why is it that I don't get these great epiphanies, these great senses and feelings of your presence? Maybe it's because we're not perspiring enough seeking it and saying, God, show me yourself. God, be merciful to me. God, open to me the showers of your grace and light. So the first thing I wanted to share with you this morning is that we are in that season of light, epiphany. The lights come on, and we need light. We can't get along without light. You know, all I have to do is mention the fact that the sun shines on this earth, and it's because of that that we have this thing called photosynthesis that transforms that light into life for us. How do we get around in the dark without light? We can't. How about? You know, when when we drive here from Grand Rapids, we have too much white. We have whiteouts, and it's very hard to see. We need light in order to navigate ourselves in this life here on earth. And I would like to make this point that every light, whatever light we have in this world, bears witness to Jesus. Every little and great light in this world points to Jesus. It leads to Jesus. Anyone who seeks diligently for truth and light will be led to Jesus. I really believe that. You say, well, what about these Buddhists? What about the Muslims? What about people of other religions around the world? The light that they see in their pursuit of God is Jesus shining through this whole world. At first, that light came and shined on him to show us this is the Messiah. And at the culmination of that coming down and shining on Jesus was theophany. This is my son. And whenever people seek that light, they see evidence of the Logos, of the light of life, which is Jesus. The one who at the beginning said, let there be light, and there was light. So I do believe, and I believe that this is within orthodoxy, that people who die having never heard of Christ, they're going to have an aha if they were seekers of light, if they were seekers of truth. They die, and there's Jesus. He's the light. He's the fulfillment of all that I've been looking for. Why do you think the wise men in the East, who were pagan, saw Jesus? Why did they have the aha? And when they saw Jesus, what did they do? They bowed down and worshiped him. All who seek after him will find that he is the light that they have grown to love in this life, in this world, in this life. Now, even good people need to turn to Jesus. That is why when Deacon Jeff read the gospel for this morning, we find that after Jesus was baptized in the Jordan, you remember how the Holy Spirit sent him into the wilderness where he was tempted? And then he came back after 40 days of temptation in the wilderness, and he started to preach. And the first words we hear when he opened his mouth to preach were, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What about Cornelius? Remember Cornelius in the book of Acts, chapter 10? He was praying. He wasn't a Jew, but he was a godly man. And he was praying at the ninth hour, and he had a vision. And in that vision, an angel said to him, "Go call for Peter, who is staying with Peter the tanner in Caesarea, and Joppa, and bring him back here. He's going to tell you something that you need to hear." Cornelius needed to know of Jesus. He needed to hear the good news. We need to repent. All of us need to repent. Good people need to continually turn to Jesus. We need to turn from our sins and from the darkness to the joy and freedom in the kingdom of God. You might say, "Well, I'm a Christian. Why do I need to repent?" I know you know better. You'd never say that. We all know so well that the darkness is within our own hearts. We struggle with that. We struggle with the brokenness of our own bodies and souls and minds. We continually need to turn to Jesus, who's the light. When we come here, we light candles. Why do we do that? To remind us, not to say, "Oh, I'm already there. I'm already lit up." No, we light these candles to remind us that Christ is the light of the world. And when we come, we light the candles to represent Him, the light of life. The candle at our baptism symbolizes our union with Christ, whose light shines in our hearts and enlightens us every moment of our lives. The candles of the feast days. We need light. Hatred, getting even, fighting, killing, death, these are the things that belong to darkness. You will not find them in Christ. You will not find them in God and in the kingdom of God. So we light our candles. We have marriage candles, and the most beautiful of all the candles is the Pascha candle. And the priest doesn't have just a little candle. The Pascha candle is a huge candle. It's that tall, it's that big around, and why is it? To say, "Folks, the light has shined. He who came and preached repentance is the one who died and rose again and has destroyed all the powers of death and hatred and fighting and killing." And so we light that candle, and the priest comes out and he says, "Come, receive ye the light from the light that is never overtaken by night and glorify Christ, who is risen from..." receive the light. Jesus came to a world of darkness, and he preached repentance. Turn from the darkness and come to the light. Jesus said, you are the light. And when your light shines before men, what are they going to do? They're going to glorify our Father who is in heaven. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.